This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
All these tariffs. Listen. You don't have to be smart economics to know. This pushes the EU.
25% tariffs.
This pushes the EU. This pushes Canada. This pushes Mexico into the arms of China.
The unintended consequences of it, we don't know yet, and they will likely be far larger than any of us can calculate.
Say goodbye to your avocado toast and your tequila. We are going to see real pain, and again, it's not actually going to address the fentanyl crisis.
These are our friends, and we are treating them like trash. We are bullying them. Now he's going to tax our tequila and avocados?
Yeah.
A little bit of the meltdown on the left over the whole tariff issue. Now, obviously, as a negotiating ploy, the art of the deal there, it's worked. I don't know how you could argue against that. Now, Rand Paul is not happy about this. Rand Paul has been very vocal about his opposition to this idea. He does not agree at all with the use of tariffs, and he's letting everybody know because he thinks that people maybe have forgotten that tariffs are a negative and it's not free trade and all of this stuff. Here's the problem. In my opinion, for too long, the United States has not been forceful with its trade partners.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at Omicid.com. That's Almased.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And you sometimes you have to get their attention. That's what I think the tariffs do. Now, the question is, what is the real impact going to be in the short term on your products that you're buying, depending on what they are? We're fortunate enough to have Taylor Riggs with us today, host of the Big Money Show on the Fox Business Network. And Taylor, welcome back.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. I was just playing the audio bite of, Joe Scarborough and others melting down over these tariffs.
Dependable traffic.
Whoa. Sorry. That scared me to death, Carl. Sorry. sorry about that, Taylor. Probably scared you, too. I was just playing the soundbite of them melting down over the tariffs. What are the real impact, if any, we're seeing from these tariffs from China right now?
Yeah, you know, so tariffs is a great conversation because we all want to get freaked out. Oh my gosh, your prices are rising. Everything's going up 10 to 30%. My message to you is let's all take a deep breath. Every analyst note I've read has said that, you know, at least in the short term, we can manage tariffs. 30, 60, 90 days, we all have enough supply chain flexibility. We all have enough inventory that for now things are going to be okay. Longer duration, that could be a different story. If this goes on something like 6 months, then we might be able to talk about raising prices and how much of an impact that is on the consumer. But again, I caution people, as we saw with Canada, as we saw with Mexico, these tariffs are a negotiating tactic. It is the opening bid, the opening offer.
Yes.
And let's see how China responds. And again, this is all a game of who needs who more. And I think Jamie Dimon over at JP Morgan, who runs the largest bank in the U.S., said it really nicely a few weeks ago. Nobody wants to pay higher prices. We've just come off of what's been a 20% increase in prices in the last 4 years. Nobody wants that. That being said, what is the cost for national security? What is the cost of getting manufacturing and protecting ourselves against China? Because newsflash, they hate us. Their goal is to wipe us out. So if you have to pay maybe a one-time adjustment in prices down the road, is that the price for national security? I think that's hard for viewers to hear because we just came off of a 20% price increase in 4 years. But if you took that out, I think actually people would be willing to say, I'm able to pay a little bit more to have something that provides a good U.S. job here that helps go feed a family here in the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
So these are, again, opening bids, opening conversations. I think, again, the message, at least for now in the short term, prices shouldn't go up a lot.
As far as rising prices, we've talked about the impact we've all had at the grocery store, and eggs have been a big topic of conversation because they're astronomically high right now. And we know that the good part of that is because of the chickens and the bird flu and the freak out about that. I mean, I think we were maybe talking to you a few weeks ago, and maybe you said you don't know if you see grocery prices coming down that much, or maybe I'm speaking out of term there.
No, you're right. I think I was watching the CBS interview when on day four, they asked J.D. Vance, why aren't grocery prices coming down? And he kind of laughed. He said, can you guys give me a minute? I can't snap my fingers and reduce prices in 4 days. It takes a while to unwind what has been 4 years of a disaster where egg prices are up 20% in 4 years. So I think clearly the administration has a massive mandate from the people to bring prices down. They are going to do that by first, they have to get these tax cuts passed, and they have to create more energy because petroleum is in everything. If they can bring down the cost of energy, the cost of grocery store prices may come down. Again, with the tariffs, it's all about an offset.
Yes.
Remember, in 2016 to 2020, inflation was less than 2%. Because even though you had tariffs, you had an offset by all of the very good supply-side economic policies that Trump brought in with the tax cuts, with low energy prices. So how much of that offset can sort of overcome any price increases that we get from tariffs? But they need to sort of get the ball rolling, too, on getting those tax cuts passed.
I would agree. Taylor Riggs, our guest from the Big Money Show on Fox Business. Taylor, you know, I'm watching these gas prices. I'm always mystified by it. It's been pretty steady here recently. I don't know that that's going up anytime soon or not. But when we talk about the Canada providing fuel to the United States, what have you learned about that? Because I saw a map the other day. I don't know how accurate it was. That said, in order for Canada to get its oil from the western part of Canada to the eastern part of Canada, it flows through pipelines that come down into the United States before it goes back up there because their environmentalists canceled all of their pipeline plans through the middle of Canada.
Yes.
Is that true?
You know, you bring up a great point. You know, I don't know the ins and outs of Canada, so I can research that and get back to you, I promise, next week. But what I will say is this shows how intertwined our economies are.
Yes.
So really what we can hear is how much more Canada needs us than we need them.
Yes.
The first reaction I saw on all these tariffs with Canada, massive dollar strength, which, by the way, erodes inflation when you have a strong dollar, and massive Canadian dollar weakness. Their currency was the weakest we haven't seen since 2003. That shows me immediately they need us more than we need them. Same with Mexico. The dollar rose, the Mexican peso fell to the lowest since March of 2022. They need us more than we need them. So again, with oil, and I know with energy, Trump carved out some exemptions because he does know how important energy is. And so energy was not going to be included in the tariffs. And of course, the tariffs were paused for 30 days while Canada gets its act together on the northern border. But the president, I do believe, is smart in knowing his priorities, which is energy. And so that is carved out as an exemption because that would hurt American people, and he does not want to do that.
Sure. No, of course not. Taylor, we'll be watching today. We always appreciate having you on. I know there were some economic numbers that dropped today, right? Jobs or earnings?
Yes. You know, we got lots of earnings, and we got the ADP private payroll report ahead of the big jobs day report that we're going to get on Friday. So far, the numbers show that this economy is relatively strong. People are hiring, and then we'll have to see how that flows in through the government numbers that they report on Friday. But so far, you have a relatively strong economy, which is a good starting place.
Yep, absolutely. We'll be watching today a noon to 1 Central Time on the Big Money Show. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, take care. Always love getting around. She's always so pleasant. Talking about these complicated issues.
Get more at 971talk.com.